Officials with SNME and Altamont Environmental have decided the safest thing to do is to build a new retaining wall on Upper Street in Spruce Pine.
I met with SNME and Altamont Engineering last week. SNME has gotten a proposal and has accepted the proposal with Subservice Construction out of Raleigh to perform work on the wall in Spruce Pine. That company has designed a new wall and will do the work on it. They should get started on November the 27th, and it will take close to 2 months to complete. Professor Roy Borden at North Carolina State University, who's a PhD, designed the new wall. From my understanding, what they're planning on doing is they're going to put steel cross members between the beams, the metal beams sticking up out of the ground. They're going to put metal cross members at the top and the bottom to that, and then they're going to pour a concrete wall out in front of the wooden sections of the wall and tie it in to those metal beams and those metal cross members. And that should be completed sometime the end of January, 1st of February. And I think that'll be a good fix.
Ryan Whitson is the Mitchell County manager. Over $800,000 in funding was secured to fix the problem following the floods of Ivan and Francis in 2004, and the original project was completed by mid-June of this year. But just a few weeks later, concerns surfaced after cracks began to appear in the boards and the barricade. The problem worsened as tests indicated stress on the wall was much higher than anticipated. And for safety, concrete barriers were placed between the wall and buildings on Upper Street. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.